If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The fact that the fear of the thing is only present when the thing hasn't started. Yeah.
But the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
Both have to work in the same time. Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too.
I think that the more you flex whatever that muscle is of like independent thinking, the more it becomes the default way that you think. And then everyone else's action is to start looking more and more insane to you.
And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
I think you become the exception by being the rule.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Yes. That's
nailed.
Nailed.
It's almost like a circular thing, because if you want to be confident, you got to be humble. And then when you're humble, then you are more confident because you're okay with not knowing.
But usually it's just because I'm afraid of something. And then that's why I'm not making the decision. And I think once I name and put a face, and it's usually not even a thing that I'm afraid of, it's one person's judgment I'm afraid of. And then when I name the person, then it becomes real. Instead of being this amorphous, like, people, society, judgment, it's like Tom. Like, do I really care what Tom thinks?
The danger of success making you soft.
Mm-hmm.
And this must be something that you've battled with over the last few years.
Right.
More money, more attention, more fame, more free things if you wanted, more opportunities to go places and do stuff with.
But for you, at least.
That's your moment. That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can't go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you. Mm. Those are those character canon moments that are like, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? And thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side, it's like, you know, I don't know who said the saying, but like usually, you know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know?
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance?
No, I've actually always found something to be very true, which is most people don't get those experiences because they never ask. I've never found anybody that didn't want to help me if I asked them for help.
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
Game on the line. Who would take the last shot?
Me.
That's a dumb question. Me.
Get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die in the process. And then if I die in the process, I was doing what I wanted to do.
It always takes me back to that quote of Marcus Aurelius, who had a slave that would sit behind him and always whisper to him, hey,
you're just a man.
You're just a man.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time.
These are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do, and I do it good.
People who obsess about work-life balance are typically mediocre at both. Obsessed people apply their obsession to everything and just call it life.
I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality. And that's what that's what I am feeling right now. It's a dream come true.
Louis, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory. Remember that.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
Because you're not weak, you're just acting like it. And that's the biggest thing you need to adopt and start saying to yourself if you're going to try and really stop caring what people think about you. Because saying you're not weak, you're just acting like it, leads with the set assumption that you are strong, you're just acting weak, and that's gonna help you solidify the mindset and help you really stop caring.
I always say to people, I would never switch my life with anyone's life, no matter who it is, because I think that I am the most privileged person in the world. I mean, it's like to be able to live this many types of lives, to live the life of an athlete.
Almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. Yeah. So even, you know, you don't want to set up a goal that's so high that there's just no possibility that a schlub like you could ever manage it. But God only knows what your upper limit is, you know. But if you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability, then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
I think confidence comes from, clearly some of it comes from experience, but I think one of the most profound things that you can do to become more confident is to become okay with saying, yeah, I'm not exactly sure what to do right now. And if you can say that, all of a sudden, the world becomes just a lot easier.
I remember realizing that when I blamed them, that I gave them control over my life. And then the idea that the people that I hated the most at the time were the ones who actually were controlling me was the thing that most sickened me to then actually flip my narrative to actually taking control. Like, that was the one thought process. Like, my mother, I'm giving her control over my romantic relationship. Like, my mother controls this? That.
Small details in the end of the day will make the big difference, in my opinion. So, as you say, and I will keep repeat. The consistency is the most difficult thing.
Just doing it every day.
Yes, every day.
Do you ever wake up and you say, nah, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it sits up, and we are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of.
And if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt since having the name Michael Jordan and understanding that there's another guy out there named Michael Jordan that was the best ever to do something, and being teased and picked on about that and, wow. and made me for a moment not wanting to play sports. But then it was like, nah, I'm actually going to make sure I'm going to compete. At least I'm going to compete.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
Where he said, don't look always in a mirror. Don't look at yourself. You know, destroy that mirror. You will be able to look beyond that mirror. And then you will see the millions of people that need your help. And so this is what it's all about, is to not just look at yourself or be self-consumed. Yes, you can be, but don't forget ever that there's a lot of people out there that need your help.
I compete because I want to win. I love winning. I love being the best in the world. I've sat many times trying to find the balance of what I want within all this. If I was losing, I wouldn't be competing. I'm here to win. And that, it is what it is. I love what I do, but at this point, it's taken away a lot that I just really love winning more than I love, more than I dislike the work.
See, procrastination is caused by the fear of success. You know if you did it, you'd win and you'd be better. So I didn't do it so I could be my comfortable self. And it worked out right. I painted the fence and walked the dog. Next thing I knew, the opportunity passed. It felt so good. Whew. Just to be me again.
But the truth is, I'm really in pursuit of greatness. I know people don't usually talk like that, but I want to be one of the greats. I'm inspired by the greats. I'm inspired by the greats here tonight. I'm as inspired by Daniel Day-Lewis, Marlon Brando, and Viola Davis as I am by Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, and I want to be up there.
I can't. You can't? Are you f***ing kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to slap that f***er. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want? So what do you really want to do?
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
I like being serious. I'm serious about the things I do. I'm serious about this podcast, as you might be able to tell by the fact we've renovated an entire barn. But there is something that you can take that too far. The seriousness can become a kind of rigidity as opposed to being dynamically persistent. You know, taking things too seriously, not swaying in the breeze.
Right.
Presuming that you like the things you do and you want to keep doing them, the less robust and flexible you are, the more likely you are to break in those ways.
Hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I've put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from and I don't ever want to go back.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
You got to have a very clear vision.
Yes.
Of where you want to go. Because if you don't have that, you're just floating around.
Mm.
And just sit quietly and you just visualize. Mm. And I always say that I feel sorry for kids today that are spending hours and hours on that iPhone or an iPad or computer, and they don't give themselves that chance to just settle back and to just figure out what do they want to do or who do they want to be.
Mm.
Life is a box of surprises, and it's hard, you know. It's not easy, you know, to be in this level and still push and still motivate to carry on, you know, to score goals, to be in a good shape, to compete with the young lions. They're coming, and when they play against me, they want to show me that they are stronger than me and faster than me. You have to prepare very well. I
never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had to, where I'm going? Home to get me? Ain't nobody there.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the is in front of you. That's what I realized.
No, Mike, this is what you have. This is what you can be. This is what you are. Nah, that can't. No, that's too good. No, that ain't me. You know, your own presence in a situation where you have to step back and look at yourself and be like, am I this guy right now? Like, oh man, there's a room full of people who showed up because of something I'm doing, and they're in service or in support of my idea, my thing. Okay, that looks and feels like I'm the guy. Okay.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does.
Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark and you can burn a whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated.
They say I'm just talk, but here I am walking. Where's everybody else? I'm here.
I just cracked one day and I was like, happiness. Because it felt so out of reach that I was like, just fuck it. I'm not even gonna shoot for it. I'm just gonna do stuff.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays. In their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same mistakes. You must take this knowledge that you learn from all this knowledge. So I'm just trying to give people that strength to go in the archives of your life. Because while you're probably fucked up, it's probably something happened to you in your life. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself. That's the main purpose for me right now.
Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No, no, no. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say, all right, all right, all right.
Still waiting for a big smile out of you. You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. Mm. You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra.
Mm.
That's it. You. That's what makes you, separates you.
Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares. Only a small percentage of population. Nobody gives a damn. And even if they do, what? You make a mistake. You zig when you should have zagged. You get clipped. So what? Everybody make mistake.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Mm. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life. Sequences and numbers. Nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
I'm tired. I'm moving in slow motion, but I need to go to the gym and dumbbell press 150-pound dumbbells. Like, how does that translate? My mind doesn't think I can do it. I'm severely underestimating my strength that I can't pick this can up. Hmm. But when I get to the gym, I need to overpower my mind and just do it. I need to understand that I still have the muscle. I still have the strength. I'm just being a lazy little right now. Hmm. And I need to pick up that weight and do it. And overpower it. And sometimes when you're getting in there and you're overthinking and all these things come in too much of like, I have to do this, this, and this, I have to do a 4-second negative, oh my God, that's going to be so hard, I should drop the weight, then like, no, just get in there, know what you can do, bust your ass and get out of there.
Yeah.
And sometimes overthinking, it holds you back.
But just like success, no matter what field or wherever you are, and success, whether it's in the gym here, or in business, or whatever success is, the underlying quality of that life runs parallel to commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much success you have. Well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
Move your body. Same. Get it going. You'll feel better afterwards. I know you don't want to do it. I hardly ever want to do it. I maybe want to actually do it 5 out of 10 times.
But I do maybe it. Less. Yeah.
But I do it. I just do it. I know what it's like to not want to do it. I get it. Shut up. I just start talking to myself. I go, come on, pussy. What are you talking about?
Do it.
If I was you, outside of you, knowing what I know, if I could read my mind, I'd be like, come on, baby. You're just being lazy. Put your shoes on. Yeah. Get a sweat going, then you're going to feel pumped. Come on, man. You've done this a million times. And then invariably, I'll be in the middle of the workout. I'm sweating. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And then I get into it.
So what I encourage any and everybody to do is just understand who you are. Truly understand who you are. Learn yourself.
Yeah.
Learn yourself. Learn your pros and your cons. Get your flaws. Get them out the way, but with you, not to nobody else. Nobody. This is a you and you thing. Of the shit that you know you need to work on. And I'm telling you, people, when you really look yourself in the mirror and you start to pick yourself apart by yourself,
yeah,
there's only room for improvement. It's easy to ignore your...
All you want to do is go back home. You want the warmth. You may want something to eat. You want your girl to hold you. All those things of comfort are there in that 1 second. And this is where people lose. So what I do in that 1 second, because we all think about quitting is hard. But what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain. Because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times.
If you don't keep your promise, then what are you really? Your promise, your word, is your reputation, and your reputation precedes you anywhere you go. Sadly, these days, everyone's so willing, so quick to break promises and to ghost people and to say something but do the other thing. And I don't know, maybe I come from a generation that's different, or maybe I just don't know any better. But I'm telling you right now, a man who can keep his promise and who can keep his word is a man of higher reputation, of higher value, and higher self-worth, right? If you have like self-esteem, self-confidence problems, it's because you probably haven't been keeping promises to yourself. A man who has high confidence keeps promises that he makes to himself and to others.
If you're talking about beating everybody else on the planet to a thing, what you're actually talking about is, what are you prepared to sacrifice psychologically, physically, existentially, relationally, socially, in terms of your self-esteem, your confidence, everything,
yeah.
Right? All of that. Because if there's even a part of you that's thinking, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to balance it because I want to feel satisfied and I want to feel comfortable with myself and so on and so forth, that's fine for as long as it contributes to your performance within the domain that you're competing in.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you sacrifice any output in that, that's just an opening for somebody else that's the competitor that's going to come in and get it.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice at the end of the day, you know?
And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way
mm-hmm.
and has a good perspective on it elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them. It reminds them that they're just mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's mm-hmm. say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or
right.
whatever.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these...
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trades. But each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You know, if you set out a path towards a goal, which you want to do because you need a goal and you need a path, because mm-hmm. that provides you with positive emotion, right? So you set up something as valuable. So that implies a hierarchy. You set up something as valuable. You decide that you're going to do that instead of other things. So that's kind of a sacrifice because you're sacrificing everything else to pursue that. And then you experience a fair bit of positive emotion and meaning as you watch yourself move towards the goal. And so the implication of that is the better the goal, the the more full and rich your experience is going to be when you pursue it. So that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons for developing a vision and for fleshing yourself out philosophically, because you want to aim at the highest goal that you can manage.
It's something that's beyond you and that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right. And you can say, well, I don't want to call that God. It's like, it doesn't matter what you call it exactly. It doesn't matter to what it is, what it's called. It still is. And if you don't listen to it, that's the other thing. If you don't listen to it, and I've been a clinician and talked to enough people now, as old as I am, to know this absolutely. If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had.
You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pattern back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. You did that. So as times get hard for me, the truth comes out. And my truth is powerful as a soul. It's real. It's tangible.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. So if you don't have the mindset that you are the best reporter ever, then you already failed. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on a basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best to do what I do. And that'll give me a shot at being the best.
When you feel that pressure inside of you and it's very heavy, like weather that's very, you know, heavy and thick, you're motivated, you feel it. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish this. When that pressure goes away and you don't feel any pressure in your life, you can do anything and there's no consequences for it. You'll just waste time. You'll waste years. You'll waste months. You'll never accomplish anything. You give somebody a deadline, right? They'll accomplish in 2 months what it would take somebody 2 years to do without a deadline. It's that necessity. It's that sense of there's a sword at my back. I've got to get it done. It makes you get things done. It gives you the energy. It's get rich or die trying, to quote somebody.
I'm one of those old school guys. You know, when you talk about men's mental health and that men have to carry this burden and men have, yeah, that's what we do. Guess what? Somebody's got to get up. I have a family, right? I have children. I got to get up every day and go to work, and I have to, you know, do what I have to do. And no, I don't.
I mean, I'm
about my feelings. You know, you see these guys these days on social media, like, hey, you know, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about
their bad day
and this happened and I'm f***ing.
Right.
Man, shut the f*** up.
Oh, I know.
Get up.
Oh,
get
I know.
Get the f***ing work and do what you got to do and be a f***ing man.
No,
be a man.
I tell you.
Just be a man.
But most importantly, man, you got to look at things and say, like at a certain point, like eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm going to do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome. Right? Just go for it. Work. Go to work.
So people always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality.
And then who knows what can come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. But I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for watching this, encouraging you to incorporate this in your workout. You'll see the gains like I did, and you'll fall in love with it. Even though it's tiring and exhausting, and you're sweating your ass off, and you're tired as can be, small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
I would say ask her out. No matter who she is, whether she's a job or a new city or a actual person. Whether she's an opportunity or a fear, If you're afraid of heights, ask her out. Whatever she is, man, ask her out. And man, I just, if I could go back to that moment and just not be afraid, just recognize that whatever could be out there, I could have it.
Just keep stacking days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. But my coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard, right? He had another, I think I said in the book, he said, reps remove doubt, right? Reps remove doubt. My biggest frustration with my son used to be, we would go outside at the house and he would shoot a shot and he'd be mad. He'd be like, dang. We're like, what you mad for? You don't get up enough reps, so.
Those are the only things you can control anyway.
Yep.
Your effort and the consistency of your effort, right? Yep. There's a quote in the book that I love, which is, hard work is my preferred language and I try to speak it fluently. Like, that's yeah.
It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? I'm only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this was crazy. But he definitely always, he always figured this thing was the thing to do, and he stuck by that.
The sacrifices that I encourage people to take are not sacrifices I did not make. And I don't say that there's no ways to get there. I'm just saying that this is the way I got there. And if this path works for you, then maybe it works better than what you're doing right now, which is, I had a lot of pain. And so I tried to use it. I just used what I had. I was just angry. I didn't want to fail. And so I just kept going. And so there was no, there just wasn't another option. And so I think that's what I would encourage people to think about, was I didn't allow another option, because the other option was just worse than dying.
never stop fighting. No matter what anyone says, no matter how they try to compromise you, compromise your vision. If it's in your gut, if it's in your soul, there's nothing, there's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression. As a race, human beings, we're a blip in existence. Death is promised. So what do you do with your life? How do you make the most of it? How do you make your voice the loudest?
The motivation is crap. People right now, maybe listening to this, they'd be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, a lot of my friends will shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and goes as how you feel. If you and your wife are good, if you and your kids are good, if you're good at work, you're motivated. I like a whose life is imploded, ain't got in life, and says, still got to get after it today, man. That's what it's about. So that's when you move from motivation to driven to obsessed. And I want people to realize once you get to this portion over here, the driven obsessed part, you're unstoppable.
That most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
It's never going to make you feel good if you're leaving it on the table. If you're not exercising your potential. If you don't have a purpose. You don't have a mission. The reason you feel like shit is because you know that you're letting your potential die on the vine. You're letting your potential go to waste. And that is an underlying condition that's causing you this anxiety, causing you this stress, causing you this uncomfortable place. But the reality is you need to solve the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is you're not exercising your potential. And for that reason, you feel like shit. That's it.
And you know how you become unstoppable? It's by the basic psychological behavioral development principle of simply saying it to yourself. Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit. So the starting point is just to simply say, I am unstoppable.
Be a dangerous man. That's a lifetime right there of study, okay? But start working on that. Second, be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
Trial and error.
Mm.
You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's You know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Yeah. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work. Then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
Now, get control of your emotions and carry on with your life. And sometimes you're going to get hit with those waves, and that's okay. I think that's a big misconception, and sort of relates to what you're saying. Oh, I'm having an emotional moment right now. There's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The other extreme is, oh, I'm letting my emotions run my life and I'm making a bunch of bad decisions. And my excuse is, well, you know, I lost some friends or I had this traumatic experience happen to me. That's why I'm doing, that's just an excuse. And it's a very easy excuse.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary. It's like I said in the video, every successful person I ever know has jumped. Why would you not?
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any bit. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That it is. And you realize it is that simple. That it always was.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about. And he don't know how to express them. And he don't know what to do about it. And he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak. So he carries it inside. And you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you.
The dumb that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser. Like, that just teaches you. teaches you to get your shit together.
This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
You wake up, right to work. Immediately, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, yeah, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. I don't feel empty.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
That you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it, and the fact that you know you might put a little more effort over here and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
I know that, Dan, but I think if we continue down this road, it's going to be too detrimental for the kids. It's just too hard.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
You gotta work. Your time is gonna happen. You're here for a reason. But you gotta be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
I struggled my whole life, but I ran from it. So I started realizing, man, I got to start facing the struggle, and I got to be mentally strong for the struggle. So that's why I started coming up with, like, I'm training for life. Mentally, I'm training for life. I'm not training for, like, to lift 400 pounds. And I found out on my own, pretty much, is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind. Your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how it started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. Now it's like just a way of life.
This society is too weak. And why? Because of all the technology which is available right now, so you don't need to use your body anymore. I always think about in the Stone Ages. Do you think somebody in the Stone Ages had depression? Yeah, or even a more modern variation, the Spartans. Do you think they had depression? You know, maybe you are laughing, but all of these groups, they are too busy with their body, they are too busy with activity to be depressed. Yeah, but nowadays, how does the time look? You can sit if you want from morning till evening just in front of the screen, and nothing's gonna happen anymore.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing on a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds, and it'll be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? to going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
You'll find it real quick.
That is the thing, right? And that's one of the things that I've gotten from paying attention to you, is that what you're preaching, what you're talking about, is finding yourself through struggle.
That's it.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.